Joining me here at Classical 90.5 is Dan Stokes, who's music director at Christ Church United Methodist. There's a lot going on there this month, Dan, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And yearning within our hearts. So what's that all about?
Every year when we do the concert, this is actually the 23rd season, we have a theme that leads throughout a progression. Sometimes it's a line from A Christmas Carol, and sometimes it's a thought, or this year it's an anthem that the text of that piece provides the motion for the program.
Mm-hmm. So you've got a lot of people involved in this.
Yes.
Now, too. What are the forces that you will be employing here?
The forces are the chancel choir, and about 130 of those members will be singing in the program.
Now, that itself is a lot. That's a big choir for any church. But 130, is this a special group for this occasion?
This is the choir that sings at the 11:15 service on Sunday mornings.
Wow, that's amazing.
But they have a way of all showing up at the same time when the Christmas concert's involved. They're very faithful throughout the year. Mm-hmm. Of course, week in and week out, different people are going on business trips, whatever, but they'll all be there for each Christmas concert. This is a high point of the year for that group.
Well, I'm sure that gives you some certain advantages as a director regarding repertoire, wouldn't it?
It opens up the door to do some exciting things. This year, I'm particularly thrilled that the size of the group allows us to do the Sanctus from the Verdi Requiem, which has been a wonderful challenge, but a real high point of the program when it finally all erupts from the quiet beginning of the yearning to finally the sense of looking to that which is holy and inspiring and life-giving.
Well, that involves some powerful forces there. So you've also got orchestra, too, yes?
Yes, we have orchestra, too. The orchestra is comprised of members of the Louisville Orchestra as well as members of our own music community in the church. We could not do it without the Louisville Orchestra members, and we're very grateful for the quality that they bring to the experience we get to share together. Mm-hmm. And there's a wonderful dimension that's also added to the programs by handbell choirs. Two handbell choirs combined to do this, which means each part is rung by two sets of bells, which brings a great richness to the sound.
And handbell choir is, I think, probably one of the few groups left that may not get as much respect as they should, because we've had actually a handbell choir in for one of our Lunchtime Classics performances. And it's very involved. It takes some great musicianship to be in the handbell choir.
Absolutely, it does, especially if you're going to do it musically, because you're playing a percussion instrument and you're working as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, each position is a person, and pressure's really on if you miss your part.
Right.
So this group is incredibly dedicated, and my cohort, Melanie Sublett-Williams, is the person who makes that happen in a marvelous way.
So you've got the big Verdi piece, but what else is part of your program?
Lots of variety. Mm-hmm. We're excited to be doing a 6-part Kenyan folk song sung by the men of the choir with African drums. That gives a real contrast to the Norwegian version of Silent Night, which is called Wonderful Peace. Of course, there'll be a beautiful orchestral setting of Silent Night with the choirs, which will ultimately involve the congregation. We particularly love that these programs are woven together, that at various points of the program, I simply turn around, motion for the congregation, and they're part of making the music. It's a shared experience.
Well, that's important, especially during the Christmas season. I think people really do want to join in, mm-hmm. in a concert like that. And I've seen where some choirs have done Hallelujah Chorus and asked people to sing along, but then not everyone has the Hallelujah Chorus, at least the soprano or the alto part memorized, so that can be difficult. So programs like this are greatly appreciated. You've got 3 main performance times, though, so you've got a lot of opportunities for people to attend.
Yes.
This and what are the dates?
This coming Sunday night, December the 11th at 5 p.m. Next Wednesday, that would be December the 14th at 7:30, and then finally Tuesday the 20th at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. And for people to get more information, is there a website?
Yes, CCUM for Christ Church United Methodist, CCUM.net.
CCUM.net, and get all the information on that. You mentioned the drums. Who's playing the drums in the African Alleluia?
The person who's coordinating it is Mark Tate, a professional percussionist in the city, but he's working with some of the young adults that are part of our choir.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done this for what, over 20 years now. What does this mean to the church to be able to present this for the local audience?
When we started it, we had no idea it would grow to actually a total of, with additional performances on Sunday morning, of 5 performances. It really is a time that people come together. A lot of folks literally come from out of town, folks who have heard about it, as well as relatives of choir members. Our college students make a big effort to finish with their finals and get back, so it also serves as a reunion. It's thrilling to know that people really want to experience exciting music, great Christmas music, that's really presented for the sake of the music and for the sake of the message. It's wonderful that there are programs that have lots of different elements of lights and animals and so forth, but that's not what this is about. This is simply sharing the music as a community together.
Well, I'm sure we're looking forward to that. And 3 main performances at Christ Church United Methodist. You can go to ccum.net for information, or go to our website and look at our blog at wuol.org. Dan Stokes, I know it takes a lot of effort to do this, so I appreciate your efforts in this, and I hope you have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Alan.